34. Hayden. Hayden followed Rico to the lifts, pausing outside of them. Hayden, Rico said, turning to face him. She already had tears in her eyes.
I'm sorry.
Me too, he replied, face hard. He couldn't do it any other way. Not yet.
Why'd we stop here? I need to ask you. What do you want to do with the bodies?
Make them live again? The response caused Rico's tears to flow more strongly.
Damn it, Hayden. You know I would if I could.
I know. He took a deep breath. He still couldn't believe all of this was happening. It was his fault. He should have known there was something fishy about Josias. He should have guessed the man was an Axon. The timing was too convenient. Too obvious. In hindsight, anyway.
They weren't supposed to die, Hayden said.
I was.
There are no guarantees. You both said you understood that.
It still shouldn't have happened. He exhaled sharply. Go get Max and come back.
Sheriff?
They're gone, Rico. Putting them under the ground isn't going to change that. Throwing them in the ocean, blasting them out into space, it's all the same. Get Max. Rico hurried away from the lifts, returning with Max a couple of minutes later. Sheriff, Max said. Can you vaporize the bodies? Hayden asked.
Pause. Sheriff,
Rico protested. I don't want to hear it, Rico. You're a clone. Nathan's a clone. I don't want the Axon, the Relia, Proxima, anyone taking my family's DNA and making copies. The souls are gone. The bodies need to be destroyed. That's how we did it in Metro. Rico didn't like it, but it wasn't her decision. Hayden tapped the lift controls. The cab door opened and they stepped inside. Rico surprised him by directing it up.
We left them near the dropship, she explained, to deliver them more quickly, wherever you wanted them to go.
Hayden nodded. 15 minutes became 10 by the time they emerged on the 42nd floor. Rico and Max stayed back while Hayden walked toward the three bodies laid out on a pair of metal tables and covered with white sheets. His eyes welled again, his body beginning to shake. His strength threatened to leave him, and he clenched his teeth, forcing himself to keep going. He needed to stay strong, powerful, and in control for them. He moved between the two tables, reaching up and pulling back the sheet on the right. Jenny stared emptily upward as Hayden's heart raced anew. Jenny had come to him because she trusted him, and because she believed in his ability to protect her. He put his hand on her cold forehead.
I'm sorry I let you down, little darling. I love you.
He leaned over, replacing his hand with his lips. Then he backed up and covered her face again, turning to the other table. He could make out the shape of Natalia's face beneath the sheet and the shape of Halya, tucked into the crook of her arm, at rest with her mother. He pulled the covers down enough to reveal both of them, his heart breaking fresh when he saw their faces.
It should have been me, he said again, looking at them. But at least they were together. I'm sorry, Nat. I failed you. I failed you all.
He put his hand on Halya's head, stroking her hair.
I'm sorry, Hal. This world was no place for you. I love you. Now and forever.
He leaned over and kissed her head. Then he straightened and looked at Natalia. He wanted to say something, anything, but he couldn't do it. The words wouldn't come. None of them were good enough. None of them expressed how he felt. He couldn't assuage his guilt, appreciate, or avenge her with words. Only with actions. He cupped her face in his hand, staring into her dead eyes.
I won't cry again until they're gone, Nat. They messed with the wrong sheriff.
He closed his eyes, offering a silent plea of peace for his family. But he didn't want peace for himself.
He covered her face and turned away from them, walking back to the lift and entering the cab without looking at Rico or Max, his entire body burning with a cold fire. Max took the cue, advancing to the tablets. The intellect's hands began to glow with blue energy, and he held a hand over each of the bodies. The energy expanded outward from there, enveloping everything in its path until both corpses and the tables they rested on were gone, reduced to less than dust. He completed the same destruction of Ginny's body, then closed his hands and lowered his head, returning to the lift and entering with Rico without a word. Hayden stared at the now unoccupied space on the floor. His family was somewhere else now. Somewhere better. He had to believe that. He didn't start this war, but he was going to end it.